At a recent rally at South Seattle Community College, students made their opposition to rising fees and budget cuts known. Khadija Hassan is holding a sign that says, "I can't live on ramen alone."
We're freaking out, just figuring out how to pay for stuff. It's like, oh, okay, I don't have a car, I don't have bus fare. How do I get here?
Robel Okonomik says he gets some financial aid, but it still costs him around $2,000 a quarter out of his own pocket to study nursing. He recently had to get a full-time job.
I work at Shell's gas station.
Full-time. So how can you juggle that in school?
It's hard. They say you should only be working most is part-time. So
Ruben De Leon is studying business in hopes of working in the film or music industry someday. Like many students here, he says, turning to his parents for financial help isn't an option.
My mom's unemployed, and my dad, he has a painting business, but it's a seasonal job, so it's not always, you know, something to depend on.
Students say even modest fee increases can mean the difference between being able to go to school or not. Kimberly Schlosser wants to study culinary arts, but has been unable to afford the books, utensils, and uniforms the program requires. She says with tuition going up and college loan interest rates scheduled to double if Congress doesn't act, her goal seems less attainable.
I don't think they understand that I might not get to my dream and I might not be able to make a difference because of this.
Daniel Jean-Baptiste, who heads the African American Students Group here, says the ever-increasing fees could mean fewer students pursuing higher ed.
It used to be like you can't go to four-year, you know, go to community college. But now, like, what are you supposed to do if you can't go to community college?
It's a question a lot of students here are asking. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.